This is Space Kate in Naples for the IAC 2012 conference, and I don't know if you were following my Twitters at Space Kate, but this morning I had a very interesting conversation and I tweeted, I wish that I had recorded that conversation. And the person I was talking to is Dr. Igor Sororokin, who is the deputy head of the Space Station's Utilization Center at Energia, which is the Russian, what's like the biggest
rocket and space corporation.
Okay, let's get the full title.
Primer contractor and primer developer of human spacecraft in Russia. The founder of this of our company is Sergei Pavlovich Korolev. In our company was created the first Sputnik. Yesterday was a remarkable day, the 55th anniversary of Sputnik launch. And in our corporation, corporation at that time, it was in the Soviet Union. But anyway, in our company, in our corporation, was also created Vostok spacecraft for Yuri Gagarin launch and all the first Soviet cosmonauts. The Voskhod space vehicle for Leonov and Belyaev for the first CVA. Soyuz spacecraft, the fifth generation of this vehicle, right now serve for the ISS program. Energia was also responsible for, as a primer contractor for all the Salyut stations, starting from Salyut 1. Salyut 4, 6, 7, Mir space station, the leader of Energia Buran program, and the responsible for the construction assembly of Russian segment of the ISS and utilization of the Russian segment of the ISS. So all the human space vehicles developed and manufactured in Soviet Union and Russia have been originated in Energia.
So is there anything that you don't do? What I have to ask actually, what does Roscosmos do if you are doing all of that?
Roscosmos is a governmental structure. Roscosmos is our customer. It is easy to understand who is this or what the organization is, the customer. Customer ordered all the spacecraft for governmental program implementation.
So they give you the money and you build everything.
Everything, absolutely.
And you run it.
Absolutely. I can add to this list Sea Launch. Energia is responsible for the upper stage of Zenit rocket. It is made in Energia for delivery of communication satellite to the geostationary orbit from the oceanic platform placed on the equator. And Energia also responsible entirely for the all the control systems of during the launch, for launch pre-launch and launch operation on the platform.
So it really does sound like you do everything. But so I'm interested in the International Space Station.
Okay.
Something that I learned this week, which I don't know if I should have known this before, but I thought that we celebrated the completion of construction of the space station a couple of years ago, and while I've been here at this conference in Naples, I've heard that there's going to be a new Russian module going up to the station.
Well, firstly, the structure of the ISS is not so. It is not so easy to understand the structure of the ISS. First of all, the ISS consists of two segments. Both of these segments independent from the standpoint of resources, first of all, and from the standpoint of functions. It is USOS and Russian segment of the ISS. Functionally, in Russian segment, Russian segment of the ISS consists of FGB. It is U.S. property, the NASA property. But the module was built in Russia, in Khrunichev Space Center, and launched on the contract with Boeing. Then, service module, the core element of the ISS within the first years of its utilization. Only after delivery of the service module to orbit in July 2000, it became possible to launch a crew, and the Expedition 1 started exactly in that year on November 2nd. As far as I remember, yes, October 31st was the launch of Soyuz with the international crew, Expedition First, and on November 2nd of 2000 was the docking of the spacecraft with our service module. Then, docking compartment DC-1, mini research module 1, mini research module 2. It is the Russian segment for now. Plus two Progress vehicles, cargo vehicles, plus two Soyuz vehicles. Two Soyuz vehicles because of six crew members. Three crew members per vehicle.
And you look after how this stuff is actually used.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is for...
What a great job.
Well...
or maybe not.
The assembly of the USS, not virtually, but practically and legally completed. All the elements of our partners are already delivered and assembled in the station structure. But the construction of Russian segment of this is still underway, and we will continue this with launch of multi-purpose laboratory module targeted to the station next year, in the end of next year. The module is the construction of the module already completed. And this vehicle, right now, on the plant of manufacturer, Khrunichev also, because Khrunichev is responsible for manufacturing of the hull, of the shell of the module, plus integration into this hull some subsystems for the purposes of utilization of this hull. Energia and this module will be delivered to Energia soon, as far as I remember, next month, for integration of all other systems and electrical testing of the module. A special electrical full-scale electrical simulator of this module already in on, and We work with this electrical simulator at Energia. It is sort of permanent mock-up, full-scale electrical mock-up of the real flight item, intended to support the functions of flight item in orbit.
I have to ask, because people are already talking about the end of life of the International Space Station, maybe as early as 2020.
Let me continue this.
Oh, you're adding new things to it.
Absolutely. The idea was that we can continue utilization of the ISS or something after ISS after 2020. Even if... the partners will decide to continue the ISS utilization until 2028. we can continue another stage of LEO exploration after 2028. Why? I already told you about the multipurpose laboratory module. It will be the largest laboratory of Russian segment of the ISS, equipped with a lot of systems, facilities, and so on and so forth. But the development and manufacturing of node module of the Russian segment of the ISS, not node 1, node 2, node 3 on the ISS, but node module of Russian segment of the ISS, also underway, and the whole of this module already manufactured on at Energia. It is the ball, spherical compartment, 3.3 meters in diameter, equipped with six docking nodes that will be delivered and docked with the multipurpose laboratory module in 2014 next year after the MLM assembly,
and then that will allow you to dock lots more things to the Russian segment
on the Nadir port of MLM. Nadir port of Earth-faced port. This node module will provide great capability to attach other modules to the station. The new generation modules, so-called scientific power modules. We, in process of development of new generation models with much more sophisticated equipment and maybe not cutting edge, but very modernized, even new systems, equipment with great internal volume. More than 70 cubic meters each, with very cable significant power supply from solar arrays, which will be deployed on these modules, and we work with these modules with taking into consideration the perspective of their utilization for many purposes. First purpose is extension of ISS life, or
and with that you talk about extending the ISS life. What if the other partners in the ISS decide to drop out? Would there be enough of this new generation Russian segment for you to kind of break away and be your own station?
I understand. Our idea, if the old part of the ISS, if partners will decide to stop utilization of the old part of the ISS and deorbit this part, we will undock the new part and remain this new part on orbit. It will be the station, another station.
And would you invite maybe new partners? I mean, does your docking system perhaps...
There are a lot of options on this.
The Chinese have got new modules and docking things. Would it work with them? I don't know.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible. There are a lot of options how to utilize this facility. First, it is the most important thing here that we will be in on orbit after ISS, and LEO will be habitable. LEO will be habitable. How we can use this structure? We can use this internationally. We can use this with involvement of other partners. Right now, I understand that China has strong intention to be alone in space. Because all the attempts of the partners to involve China in the ISS project were unsuccessful.
I thought that was because of America.
I remember visits of Charles Bolden to China, and I remember also meetings of managers of ISS program with Chinese colleagues, and what the result is. China is not
this...
a partner of the ISS program.
But they have been saying, the Chinese delegates here at IAC all week have been saying that they are interested in the cooperation for the peaceful use of space. There was one sentence that I think every Chinese person that spoke ended with the same sentence about the peaceful utilization of space.
Again, I can repeat, everything is possible. And probably during our next meeting, during the next Congress in Beijing, maybe we will get another information or recognize our position in space in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Why not? Maybe China will reconsider position of the country
maybe America too.
Provide other understanding of this cooperation. But anyway, everybody in Russia, in the US, in Europe, in Japan, in Canada, in India, in China also, everybody understands that it is impossible to explore space without international cooperation. It is clear for everything. Another point is how to do this, how to establish, how to improve international cooperation. It is, I believe it is just, you can address this to politicians or maybe big managers of the agencies. But from the engineering standpoint, we work internationally within decades.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from Apollo-Soyuz program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even.
So let's go back to this potential new generation, next generation
station
uh-huh. in LEO. I was working at the International Space University this year on a next generation space stations project, and one of the ideas that I'd been wondering about was potentially having a kind of like a base station in LEO, and then having modules or craft that could undock, visit a Lagrange point, visit the moon, and then come back and use the station as a base point. Is that one of my crazy ideas, or is that something that could happen?
Well, it is not your crazy idea. This crazy idea of everyone who involved in the ISS program. You can imagine the ISS. It is I would like to say bulky structure. But we need inflexible structure, multi-purpose structure. Multifunctional structure, and yes, we can utilize ISS in different ways, but possibly it would be more reasonable to use the new station in other way. In which one? The most interesting idea to use this station as a base element, the core element of the group of spacecraft, including free flyers. Each free flyer will be intended to do something special. For instance, microgravity laboratory, laboratory for microgravity experiments. Another one for astrophysical research with telescopes. Another one for remote sensing.
And the reason you need a free flyer for that is because there's just too much vibration, there's too much disturbance from the crew moving around on the
right.
on the station.
Right. And let's take the example with microgravity experiments. If you need in high quality crystals of semiconductors. You need to establish a proper environment. The environment as low micro G, the low micro G, the better. Mm-hmm. On the free flyer, crew members can install the facility for crystals growth to release this into space. And the system on this free flyer will do everything in a proper way, with the definitely micro G necessary to drop the high quality crystals. Then this frutti di mare will return to the station, and the crew members will remove all these things, unload the system, or replace something, or remove if any failure will happen, they can replace the system. Anyway, any repair operation can be provided, and the results of the experiments—not only experiments, maybe it will be industrial production—will be returned to Earth in the capsule. That's just an example. Probably it would be. I have no ideas about the efficiency of this system, but it is also possible to use the telescope like Hubble, for instance, in the same way. Not like Hubble, because Hubble definitely quite significant engineering system, and requires special approaches from the service of this system. But it is also possible to use free flyers with any special intended to do something special. But another element of this core idea that all the free flyers should be serviceable by crew members of this station. Another application could be use of this new space station as a spaceport for assembly of the space vehicles. To deliver something in cislunar orbit, for instance in Lagrange point, it will be easy to do, because if you need, for instance, in solar sail, it will be much more easy to deploy the solar sail in orbit. In this case, you can avoid the special structures to place the spacecraft with the solar sea under the shroud of the launcher. You can deliver the parts of the system on the station, and crew members during the EV or using robotic systems can implement operations for assembly of this system and launch this system from the orbital outpost. Well, there are a lot of applications. I can see this new station as a core element of the cloud of orbital objects.
Wow, I just find this stuff really, really exciting. I've only got a few minutes left on the recording time, so my last question is, for people who don't know much about the International Space Station as it stands now, you know, we talk about the Russian side and the US side, or the US and European and Kibo, yeah, all on one side. When people are actually up there in space, how is it? Are all the cosmonauts on one side and all the astronauts on the other side? I mean, how much do they work together while they're up actually in orbit?
You can keep into consideration that we have integrated crew on board. There are no Americans, Russians, Europeans, Japanese on board. There are there are crew members of integrated crew. There are two official languages on board, English and Russian. all of them communicate using these languages. All of them can communicate with both mission controls, main mission controls in Moscow and Houston. And
so why do you need two?
Hmm?
So why do you have two? If everybody works together, why do we have two mission controls? Why do we have two sections of the station?
Please recall contingency situation with the hurricane in Mexico Gulf, Gulf of Mexico, when Houston completely transfer all the responsibilities for the ISS control to Russian control center. It is backup. One center is backup of other center, and vice versa. We need in redundancy of the proper functioning of the system, entire system. The special purpose control center, I would like to say like this, in Europe, in Japan, also serve for this purpose. It is also sort of redundancy of the system. It is the most important thing for reliability of the entire system. It makes system reliable.
Well, I think we're just about out of time, unfortunately, on my recording, but I just want to say thank you very much for sharing this, and I hope we can continue the conversation either
welcome.
This evening or another
you're welcome.
Day.
My pleasure. Thank you.